102.3. Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
You know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing.
Babble,
babble, babble, babble. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Okay, we're back, and thank you for staying with us. And we were talking about the Netty Kayak Challenge. As I understand it, that the benefits are going to go to the same person. That's last time I had talked to Donnie. I don't know if that's correct or not. So if Donnie or Anna are listening today.
I'm not sure about that.
Because I know she is still fighting cancer herself, the original young lady that got the original sponsorship.
I wonder if that's Julia.
I'm not sure. I am not sure.
It is. We want to say some prayers for Julia. She's going to get a brain scan today to see what her diagnosis is right now. So everybody say a prayer for Julia Tuttle.
So, 99% of the fishing tournaments are to benefit different causes, and the Netty has always been to help a young lady or that's been fighting breast cancer.
Yep.
Or some form of cancer.
And they got some great raffles, so, you know, if you can't participate in the tournament, come on out for a great afternoon of raffles and buy some food and have a good time.
Yep, the Netty is a very fun kayak tournament. Again, it's one of only two that I know of that's strictly only for the kayaks. And so this is a chance for all you guys to get out there. We used to have a good 100 people turn out for all the kayak tournaments, and I would love to see the Netty.
I think the Netty is going to do really good this year.
I hope so. I really hope
with
so.
With the lack of tournaments that we have now,
right?
You know, the kayak guys are just itching to fish anything.
You're right.
And you know, the Netty's a great tournament for them to fish in. So
okay, so we got that.
Got
one
you.
And then we were talking about the Inshore Fishing Association has moved their tournament from
Titusville
up here to Jacksonville due to
yep.
the dead fish. And then also at the end of October, we have Jacksonville's probably now the biggest tournament in Jacksonville, and it's known as the Flounder Pounder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There'll be 150 boats fishing that.
I'll be in there. And
yeah, me too.
And I'll go down towards the jetties and see if I can hook me a flounder down in that area. I know Larry Minyard.
It's not a bad spot.
And all the other guys will be heading down towards St. Augustine,
yep.
St. Augustine Bridge, and see what they can pull out from underneath that bridge.
And I'll be heading north.
And you're going to be heading north like I am, okay?
North, north.
Mm-hmm. When I'm hearing people right now, some of the best flounder are being caught down towards the Fernandina Beach area.
That's absolutely correct.
And and Nassau Sound seems to be holding some nice flounder, some of the shallows around there, and some... you know, kind of laying on the bank and
right.
Out in the middle. And,
you know, here's a little word of advice. You
okay.
know, fishing Nassau Sound, I've weighed fish those docks plenty of times, and now I'm sort of hesitant about that because last year when I was out there, I'm fishing, had a couple nice flounder. Got them on a stringer, hanging off the side of my kayak. About an 8-foot bull shark just nailed the back of my kayak.
I mean, that's not
and,
the first time I ever heard
that. I was like pulling those flounder up real quick at that point.
This guy was out there wading. He was on the sandbar fishing.
Yep.
And this is the first time I ever heard that happening. And he had his fish on his side.
Yeah.
When he waded in a little bit, and next thing he got knocked down.
Yeah.
And
the big fish won.
The big fish won on that one.
Yeah, it had flounder dinner. So please be careful if you're
Nassau
out in the water playing around.
Seems to be the place.
Speaking of that, Rick, let me just tell you, we fished on Wednesday, and unfortunately, like I said, I caught a redfish, a pretty good one, and the biggest shark to date that I've ever seen in person came up and hit this redfish. Well, another shark thought he was going to take it from him, and they went to war with each other right there by the boat, and obviously the bigger shark won. It was a bull shark. And I'm telling you, when I tell you he was 8 to 9 foot, probably 300 pounds maybe or more, it is one of the biggest fish. First of all, the biggest fish I've ever seen, up that close. And I mean, he's just scary, just rough looking, like scarred up looking fish.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no way in the world you get me in the water out there.
Well, I None. Was in a kayak about 4 inches off of the water.
To heck with
and
that.
Then all of a sudden, I feel just this big jolt.
Mm-hmm.
As I look, all I see is this body. And where did it hit? And I was like, holy mackerel.
That joker right there was a monster.
Yeah.
All right, when we get back, we're going to talk some more about the flounder pounder, the purpose of the flounder pounder, and we're going to talk about a little bit more flounder fishing. And
see if I love flounder fishing.
Oh, I do too.
And it's getting that time of year.
It is. I'm praying that we get a little bit of some onshore breezes starting to come in here.
Yeah.
Cool down a little bit. All right, Joe, real quick.
904-296-2692. GoneFishingShow.com. Come by and check us out. Y'all stand by. I'll be right back.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheepshead, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call, 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show,
Rick Hale, and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're on the air, guys. All right. Anyway, we're talking about the Flounder Pounder and Mr. Chip Davis, who is the person basically in charge of it. And and I'm going to put that on hold, that thought on hold just for a second, because we got Jack on line one. Jack, how you doing?
This is John Stewart, John Yaks Jacks.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How about you, man?
Wonderful, man. Wonderful. Good to hear from you.
Before you start on the Flounder Pounder, which is a great toy, I've got a Flounder Pounder t-shirt on right now sitting in my truck. Chip knows how to market that thing. I think he posted yesterday, by the way, that he had $38,500 already raised for the tournament.
Yeah, I think the first year was something like $10,000. Yeah. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, this is his 11th year or something like that, 7th year?
I think it's the 9th year.
9th year, okay.
It's already been surpassed this morning. He's in the 40s. Yep. Next goal is $50,000.
He was at $44,975 this morning.
Right.
Is that right? That's a great deal. Hey, one thought on the Netty tournament.
Yes, sir.
It's the beneficiary this year is going to be a lot of people. They're not naming one person like they have the last 3 years.
Okay.
And what they're doing, they're giving all the proceeds to a little store that handles wigs and clothing and paraphernalia.
You're right, John. I did see something like that.
In the Pink is the name of the shop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Is it on the beach?
Yeah, right on Third Street.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
Little pink building with pink accessories.
Yes, sir.
And I called them last year, went in there one time, and tried to sell them be a sponsor. And it winds up this year they're beneficiary. But we had a little get-together at Dick's Wings, Chip's place, on the beach in San Pablo, about a week ago. And about 12 to 15 people, 15 probably all together, showed up. But Donnie was there, and of course, and Tim was there. But yeah, it's a good deal, because what they'll be able to do is turn that money around. Like last year, I believe the total last year was $11,000, and the year before that was $8,000. So for a startup tournament, they're doing pretty well.
Yes, yeah. They are.
And they're going to take all the money and donate it to them, because they can spread it out in a lot of different ways and a lot of places, and they know the people that need it. So that's just something we picked up last week at that happy hour get-together. So I just wanted to call you before you got too deep on Chip. Once he gets talking, you'll never get a word in edgewise.
Well, he'll be on the air next week, and
I'll be listening for him. Okay.
Okay, and thank you for the information on the Netty, because we didn't have all that.
Yeah,
and
John, we appreciate that.
Deeply appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Do me and all the kayakers around Jacksonville a favor, if you would. Mention to him there's about 150 people to probably join his procedure, his tournament. If it had a separate kayak division, which isn't hard to do.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Who's that, Chip?
Yeah.
Well, see, I used to sponsor the kayak tournament. I donated the first place prize, and Joe and I basically did the weigh-ins and so on. Due to my health, I quit doing it, and nobody would ever take it over and help him with it. And so that's the reason why, he spends so much time raising money for the school and everything else. Putting on a kayak division is awful tough. And I think our biggest turnout was what, Joe, about 15? Or you fished it each time.
Yeah.
It was about 15 to 20 boats is what we got each time.
The old Jack's Kayak Tournament that Mike ran for so many years, it had
we had 400.
150 one year, and then it dropped down to 425. Then he bailed out of it. So,
yeah, right. Too bad that one's gone.
Matter of fact, just about all the kayak, the ones that I did are gone, and then the Flounder Pounder, then the Jack's Classic is gone. And now there's some tournaments like Craig Van Brocklin said has a boat,
trout and, tournament.
Yeah, he has a boat and a kayak division. As well as does the sheephead tournament, and
I was lucky one year, and there was only like seven of us from the first year they had kayaks, and I got lucky, and actually I was almost embarrassed to bring the sheephead back to the weigh-in. I called and what's his name, Frank?
Yeah, Frank Giorno was the guy at the time.
Good dude. He I called him and I was on the ferry boat and trying to wait and get on the ferry boat, and it was almost cutoff time, and I only had about a 2-pounder. It's the only one I had. I had three altogether, but two of them weren't very big. And anyway, he says, you're going to win the thing if you can get over here by 4 o'clock. And so I ran out, and the ferry boat guy says, can you move those cutters up a little bit and let me slide in here? And he laughed. He said, yeah. And he came in and pulled me in almost sideways. And I made it over there in time to weigh it in. But I won. It was a $250 cash prize, if I remember. So it was a pretty good deal. So
yeah, that was great.
It was funny. I was almost embarrassed to bring it in, but I wound up winning the doggone thing. Nobody else weighed one in. I was
good for you, John. That's why you always weigh your fish, no matter what you think.
Who knows, yeah. Okay, guys, I won't take up any more of your time.
Oh, well, again, thank you very much for the call, and thank you very much for the information.
Good to hear from you, John.
Thanks. See you, Jeff. Bye.
And I was informed that there were 34 yaks in the last Flounder Pounder yak division.
I didn't realize I had that many turn out.
Yeah. Hey, from the master himself, Mr. Van Brocklin.
Yeah, he knows.
If he says it, you can pretty much bet on it.
Well, I got the funniest story in the world for that last Flounder Pounder kayak division. There were two guys. They had been fishing all day. I'm not going to name any names. I'm not going to really kill this guy. And they both happened to go into the same convenience store.
I've heard that.
And guy number A tells guy number B, I've got a 10-inch.
Letter B.
I got a 10-inch flounder. Well, it's just, I mean, I don't know. It could have been 20 inches. It could have been 30. I'm just using
10. They were the same size.
Okay. So the guy he told it to also had a 10-inch flounder.
Yeah.
So the guy who heard the story from guy number A got in his car and took off.
Beat
him to the weigh-in table, and his 10-inch was in first place.
Yep.
Well, here comes sucker number two pulling up.
told sucker number A
how big of a fish he had, and they both were exactly right. They both had 10 inches.
Yeah, and it wasn't 10 inches. Because
10 inches is illegal, right?
Yeah, 10 inches 12, is illegal.
I'm just using
12 inches.
So anyway, they both were exactly the same length, and they both knew it. And the other guy just got in the car and took off.
That's
what you get.
And I think Donnie Leeper took third that year.
I'm not sure.
And, well, I had a fish that would have beat his, but when I was out fishing, I was like, my fish is, I think I had 16 or 17, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this isn't going to do any good, because two of the people I was fishing with had already, you know, beat me. And I was like, well, with all these other boats fishing, somebody's got something bigger than that. So I stayed out and caught more flounder. Stupid me. But good for Donnie.
Yeah,
that put him on the podium. Yeah. That's the moral, is always weigh your fish.
I think Carrie one time had a winning fish.
Yeah.
And she didn't come in. Didn't think it was.
I know. I've had that more than once.
And
I've done that.
I've done it one time, and it was definitely my fault. I said, I don't feel like, you know, banging my back up to come in last place. It was it wasn't a winner, but we were in the money.
Yeah.
Right.
And we would have been in the money.
Yeah, I've had it happen more than once. So.
Well, so far he's raised how much money, Joe?
44th.
Right at 45,000.
Yeah, $45,000.
Yeah, he's pushing 50.
That's now, all this money goes to the Jacksonville School of Autism.
Yep.
I don't know what all that encompasses. I just saw
JSA.
Something on Atlantic Boulevard concerning autism. I'm not sure what that was. I'm going to check into it.
There's another school on Mill Creek between Atlantic Boulevard and the expressway.
Yeah, I just saw one Atlantic Boulevard. I saw something to do with autism.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Atlantic Boulevard, close to Brett Cannon's Atlantic Coast Marine, in that area over there. And I'm going to go back and check it out and see what it was. But he does raise a ton of money for the Florida School of Autism. He is
Jacksonville,
excuse me. I always say Florida. Thank you.
He raises awareness more than anything, too, you know.
And that's
raises awareness for folks to help.
And I mean, with the Flounder Pounder.
Yes.
And with all the clothing and all, he's got lines. People out in Texas is, you know, getting really big.
I mean, the money's nice, but yeah. The awareness is what, to me, is what's important.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't fish, you know, you can still support the Flounder Pounder or the autism school and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's just the awareness that Chip, you know, creates and the buzz that he creates about it, which to me is sometimes more important than the money, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. He's also
going to have another get-together, I think, a week before. I've missed the last one. Mr. Thacker talk about flounder.
Listen to Mr. Thacker talk about fishing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. Mr. Thacker is the one who invented artificial fishing, using a jig, using plastic. Yes, sir. That concert is what night?
Sunday night. Start at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Leonard Skinner.
Marshall Tucker.
Kid Rock. Charlie Daniels.
Kid Rock.
Charlie Daniels.
Blackberry Smoke.
You know what? Outside of Charlie Daniels and Leonard Skinner, I don't know any of those other names. I guess I'm just getting old.
Right.
So,
Marshall Tucker.
You know Marshall Tucker.
Marshall Tucker.
Yeah. Greengrass and High Tides forever,
can't
man.
Can't you see?
Yeah.
Joe, get us out of here.
296-2692, right back.
You know Kid Rock. Oh, we're still on the radio, I guess.
Hey. We're still on,
we're
yes.
still on.
Well, I guess we ought to talk.
This is the Gone Fishing Radio
Everybody
Show.
Everybody go see Leonard Skinner this weekend.
That's right. Farewell Tour.
Jacksonville Power Sports has slashed the price of their most prestigious Sea-Doo personal watercraft, the GTRX. This 230-horsepower beauty has all the power and luxury you could hope for, and now it's on sale for $1,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Jacksonville Power Sports is offering the Sea-Doo GTRX for $1,000 off the list price, and they'll throw in a free trailer while they last. Head on over to Jacksonville Power Sports and take advantage of this super sale now. Jacksonville Power Sports, your fun starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Ramona Flea Market has exciting news. Starting August 1st, the entire flea market will be open Wednesdays 8 till 4, and there'll also be a farmer's market. Wednesday admission in August will be free. Want thousands of people at your yard sale or business? Bring it to Ramona Flea Market. Now open Saturdays and Sundays 8 till 5, and Wednesdays starting in August. People come to Ramona Flea Market for the great deals. Be there to sell your items. Call 786-3532. 786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EEE4E6E plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rucab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open at 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. The second will be opening in days at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now at 847 Dunn Avenue and soon at Monument Road.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
And who won the last kayak division that we had?
At the Flounder Pounder, that was Cody.
Cody did.
Yeah,
all right,
Cody.
All right.
I'm not even attempting Steve's last name.
Okay.
Cavish. You're yeah, close enough.
Yes, close enough.
Somewhere around there.
All right. So then Arun must have won it the year before then. And then
Mr. Get in the Car and Guess.
And anyway. Okay. You know, speaking of autism and everything, we also have another good friend that he puts on the Fernandina golf cart ride and to raise money for autism. That's
Mr.
Ryan Connor.
Ryan Connor.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Ryan, we haven't forgot about you. You're a good friend. We sure do miss you. Sure do miss seeing you fish and getting active in the fishing tournaments. But like we were saying, there's not a whole bunch of kayak fishing tournaments right now.
There's not enough. Very few.
Very few.
See, I thought there was a bunch of them for some reason. I really did.
No.
We used to have good numbers.
That's what I thought. I thought we used to have a bunch of them.
I mean, you know, you weren't around when we had the Jack's Kayak Classic. We had 450 boats fishing that.
What happened to the tournament? What happened to it?
Personalities.
Yeah. The person that ran it.
Let's just drop it at personalities.
That's fine.
Yeah. I decided not to do it any longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I understand.
Okay.
And the last time it was actually ran by Craig, Jessica, and Judd.
Judd, exactly right.
You know, they did a fantastic job on it.
The three of them did a phenomenal job, I was kind of just curious they never came back. And I don't know how much rights the original guy kept.
That's what was the deal.
That was the problem.
Well, all those guys will tell you, you know, it takes a lot of work, man, to run it, you know, to have a tournament, run a tournament, you know, put it together, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a lot to. That's a big undertaking.
I tried to do a trail.
This was a giant tournament.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I mean, literally, it was a 10-month or 11-month undertaking.
I mean, the weigh-in ceremonies was held at the over on St. John's Bluff, the Morocco Shrine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that place is huge.
Yeah,
and it was packed.
Oh yeah. Great time. Great time.
That's cool.
I saw also the Florida Sportsman Forum used to have a tournament that was put on by Dave Gill, and I saw that he might make a comeback on that tournament.
I certainly hope so. That was a great tournament. That was the Florida Sportsman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. Man, that was a lot of fun.
And they would do basically something like the Nettie does, would choose somebody or something to
Yep.
to support that was going through a rough time, and had a great turnout on that. That's gone by the wayside. Jack's Classic's gone by the wayside. Our tournaments for Heroes in the Water's gone. And then you look at a lot of the guys, like I'm sitting here looking at John Chapman, and a lot of the other guys have gone to boats. You're in a boat now.
Got to fish somewhere, right?
And all kind of different, you know, a lot of people have gone to the boats. Lene and them still have got a boat now.
Elizabeth's got a boat.
That's what happened to the Classic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Elizabeth's got a boat as well.
Yep.
Okay, and so the original sponsor did want the name Classic shut down completely, and that's kind of sad.
Yeah,
because they did a great job with that tournament, but again, you got to give no matter if you like him or don't like him, you got to give him credit. He ran a good tournament.
Oh,
for
yeah.
4 or 5
great
years.
Great tournament.
Uh huh.
Oh, like 9 or 10 years.
See, I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't involved in kayaks during that.
Yeah. It was a long time.
But he didn't like me because I didn't care about kayaks, and I wouldn't take an ad out on his webpage.
Right.
And so he got mad at me. And then, but anyway, it's a shame that the kayak tournaments are not as many as they were, but maybe with the 2 or 3 that we do have, we can have a good turnout in a –
Yeah, that's the thing, like, with the IFA, you know, a lot of us fish, you know,
both of
2 or 3 of the IFAs.
Yeah, you fish.
You know, we'll travel around, go down to Titusville and things like that. I've been doing that for several years.
Well, see, even in that one, though, you can fish the boat side of it on Saturday and the kayak side of it on Sunday.
Certainly can.
Yeah, have a good time with that.
You know, but, I mean, it's sort of like totally different fishing, though. When you're fishing the boat side versus the kayak side.
Sure.
Because the kayak side, we're chasing bulls, you know.
Oh, they let you in IFA catch IFA's, size?
Yeah, just photo. You know, all we're doing is taking the picture of the fish. Yeah. That, and you got to get a trout, you know.
But
so,
I am so against the bull reds being caught.
You know, people catch them and release them all the time.
And people catch them and kill them all the time, too.
Yeah. I had never seen any of the ones I've ever caught floating afterwards, so, you know, but I mean, sometimes we'll pick up some big reds in 6-8 feet of water.
So to me, it's more of a skill to go and catch a slot red that's a good size slot red.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, you get out there and you're trying to catch a big red on artificial. So, I mean, it's strictly
artificial.
Oh, that's
artificial, true now. That's right, yeah.
You know, so you go try to catch a 40-inch bull red with artificial. That's a little bit more difficult than taking a chunk of crab and throwing a chunk of crab on the bottom or a live pogey or something like that. So,
So that is exactly right. So, yeah, in this case here, I would say the legal red might be a little bit tougher to catch. I mean, excuse me, easier to catch than the with some top water and so on.
Yeah, exactly.
Water. Okay.
But, you know, you'd have to really, you got to totally change your fishing style, you know, gearing from the Saturday tournament to the Sunday tournament. Just got to know where they're all at.
Was that IFA, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping Donnie
you're not fishing IFA, right?
I'm sorry.
Sure.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm hoping Donnie and Anna really get out and start promoting this after this weekend, and we can have maybe 100 boats kayak show at port. I know Charlie's going to be fishing it in his as the new North Florida Liberty guy, and Terry.
So he's sponsored by Rick's or he's sponsored by Liberty?
He's sponsored by both.
Okay, gotcha.
And but Liberty's providing the boat right now for him.
Cool.
So that's cool.
He's one happy trooper right this second.
Yeah, he is. I talked to him a couple days ago. Okay. He was sort of bummed out when I had talked to him. Well, no, he got a paddle from me, and
because he didn't know
because he was going to go the next day, and then it rained, so he was bummed out. He couldn't.
Yeah, at first he thought he was getting a paddle boat, not a pedal.
Right.
Then I gave him the pedal boat.
Yeah. Well, then he didn't have a paddle, so he called me, and I had a paddle sitting around, so I gave him a paddle.
Good.
Yeah, just came over to the dark side now with the boat.
Man, I'm on both sides, man. I go on both sides of the fence.
Right. Anyways.
Anyway, okay.
Exactly. So, Joe, what's the weather supposed to be like this weekend?
What, the weather?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You have to stick your head out the window, I reckon. I haven't checked on it.
Monday's supposed to be the worst.
Monday is.
Scattered showers all weekend.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
I'm going to go try to avoid some rain at some point in time. This is the last weekend of the Star Tournament.
Yeah, it is the last weekend. And
Monday, mm-hmm. I believe, is it.
I didn't get the fish.
And, oh, congratulations, Mr. Van Brocklin. He's on top of the leaderboard for the number of 5-gallon buckets of garbage that he's picked up. He's picked up over 250 5-gallon buckets of garbage.
That's all Terry.
That everybody throws out Terry, at the boat ramps and
Terry
things like that.
Terry was really praising him for the work he did cleaning up. And
I slacked off. I started out good and then. Well, life
you,
got in
you've
the
been
way.
In Vegas, man.
Yeah, well, not that long. I'll tell you what, I'm ready to go back, yeah.
No.
I took a day and went to the Grand Canyon, things like that, to really see
everything.
Did y'all
fly over there like I did? Did y'all fly in a helicopter? No. That's pretty cool.
We drove and walked.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's cool. Anyways.
What about it, Joe?
All right, Joe.
904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show in Jacksonville, Florida. Website, GoneFishingShow.com. Check us out. You can download the app for your phone. Tune into the show anywhere around the world. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. At 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're in our last 15 minutes here, and we just kind of want to let you know that the fishing has been, it's been fair.
It's been pretty good.
Wait, is that how you were talking about fair? It hasn't been bad. Catching a few reds here and there, some nice trout here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the flounder really hasn't shown up like I thought they would. But
I fished last Sunday evening.
Uh-huh.
I went wade fishing, and I picked up one flounder. Caught a nice about 22-inch trout. Saw a guy catch one that was about 25, 26 inches off the shore, fishing with finger mullet. So
I went through
there's nice trout around.
Yeah, I went through an artificials and I caught, I think it was about 9 or 10 trout, and the biggest one was about 22. He was 22, but they're just still, you know, they're 15 to 18, but they're real fat from eating all the mullet, you know.
Yeah, the mullet is coming in like it is. The flounder, if we can find the flounder.
Did sneak out and do some specifically flounder fishing and caught 17 of them up north, I'll tell you that. So I guess they're moving in up there already, you know. No real big ones, though. I mean, probably the biggest one was about, I don't know, 17 inches maybe or something like that. But to catch that many of them, though. So they're starting to.
Yeah, the flounder I got wasn't
move big. Around. It was move around, though.
15, 16 maybe.
Mm-hmm. The fishing has been pretty good. All the mullet run going on. I mean, what I've been doing is pretty easy way to, I think, easy way to fish. I've just been cruising a lot of times down the ICW or even down the river, and I'm looking for bait getting crashed. Yeah. And then, obviously, you know, you roll up and you throw on it, and either I'll catch a 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a flounder, a redfish. Some cases it's been a trout. I have caught a few jacks doing that, but it's going to be one of those two mainly. And, you know, it's a pretty effective way to fish. You know, it's a fun way to fish because you know you're on feeding fish, you know. And yeah. So,
right now with the mullet run starting and everything, so those little guys are coming out of the creeks. Fish those creek mouse.
Creek mouse. In the
hit, those, hit those creek mouse heavy.
That's great.
And right, you know, 15, 20 yards on each side of it also, you know, on the bank and high water. And
that's what I've been doing. I've been looking for, you know, structures like docks, let's say, and those kind of things where the mullet run is going on and somewhere there's going to be an ambush point, so to speak. I've been targeting those certain areas, and it's worked really well the last about week and a half. So, seen some pretty good fish.
Did you find a fish down there on the floor?
No.
Okay. I just thought maybe you
what?
Found a fish on the floor down there.
That's probably not. Shut up. Whatever, man.
Oh, man.
No, it's not that, no. Okay. Anyways.
All right, well, we're going to get us some flip-flop smelly stuff here pretty soon.
And, it's not like that.
You know.
Daggum.
I'm wearing tennis shoes, so.
Hey. I'm wearing flip-flops like him.
See?
And,
hey, by the way, Rick, have you fished any? Has your health allowed you to get back
on
the water
yet? I've been out three times. I didn't go out this week. Went out Sunday, and my depth finder and all the fuses going to all my different electronics. One of the fuses had blown, and, of course, where I like to fish, I got stuck almost twice, but was able to get out because I didn't have my depth finder. So I called Shark Attack, and he just came by yesterday and said, everything's working, so I'll be out trying to get out a little bit, maybe Saturday morning and Sunday morning before the crowds, and so we can get at least one more, maybe two more tries at that star tournament, try to win that truck. They got a boat left and a truck left.
Yeah, okay, we got several things.
What was it, a fuse wrong?
Yeah, just I left something on, and it blew one of the fuses, leaving something on. All right, we got somebody on line one. We only got a couple of minutes. So, hey, Chip, you're going to be on
Ricky,
next
what's
week.
What's up, buddy?
Just you, man.
Yes, sir. I'm excited, man. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of good things going on with the tournament fundraising, and I look forward to coming on. I ain't been on the radio in a while.
Okay, well, we were just talking about you in the last hour, and saw that you're over 40,000 now, or?
Yeah, I think I'm hoping by next Friday, Rick, I'll be over 50.
Chip, you're going to be over 50 by Monday.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
We're at 44,975, but you never know, Joe. I mean, people are, you know, coming in and, you know, a lot of the money that I'm getting now, Rick, is from a lot of it's from new sponsors. I mean,
I saw that.
I haven't gotten the money from my tenure sponsors that have been there for the last 8 years. They usually know they'll start giving, you know, towards the end of September, into October. So, it's kind of a blessing that I'm already ahead of schedule, but, you know, as long as the economy does well, hint, hint, you know, like we keep a Make America Great Again in there, people will give with their heart and their money, you know. But if we had somebody in there and we didn't have no money, people wouldn't be donating to a cause. So
especially if you elect somebody that's going to raise taxes on businesses.
Yeah, that,
by 40%.
Yeah, on businesses. Yeah,
we need to rock the vote come November, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, I'm here back.
I look forward to it. I can't wait to be on next Friday. Cousin Jeff, you going to be there?
Oh, yeah. I'll be here.
Cool. I'll be there. I'll see you guys next Friday at 12 o'clock.
All right. We'll get here a little bit earlier, 10 to 12.
I'll be there at 11:30.
That sounds good. Okay. Joe likes to get here. Oh, Joe won't be here.
You bringing the Dick's Wings?
Hey, Joe won't be here next week. So you're going to be the co-host.
Cool. I'll swing by and grab some wings.
All right. Sounds good.
We won't argue.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Which one of the waitresses you bringing?
I'm bringing April.
Okay. That's what all I want to know.
Right. I like November better. November's all right.
Yeah, but not April.
April's good.
Yeah, that ain't April. November ain't April.
Hey, if I brought Shelby and Crystal in there in April, it'd be trouble, that's for sure.
We'd be closing all right, guys.
Can we choose Chip?
No. All right, Chip, have a good day, bud.
You too, guys. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
All right, Chip Davis. Dick's Wings on Beach Boulevard in San Pablo, and the
Mr. Flounder Pounder,
and it's going to be a great show. My God, he hadn't been on the radio in a long time, so I'm sure we're going to have to really. It's going to be kind of like
the
fighting
Chip Davis show, man.
Well, no, it's going to be kind of like fighting Joe for get a word in, so I can get a word in. You know, Joe over here, I've had a hard time today.
A little bit of sarcasm there, but that's all right.
Well,
that's like the eighth word he said all day.
You know what?
You're trying to run a paper, buddy.
You were smarter than Sheldon anyway.
Yeah.
You knew what sarcasm was.
Yeah.
So that's kind of. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we are.
But like we said, the fishing connection is out, by the way. Yes. Pick up your fishing connection from the store.
A lot of good articles in it. And we're going to talk to two or three people.
But folks, don't be disappointed when you look at this month's edition and see that the food article is not there.
I know it. I was so hungry.
I was kind of aggravated about that when I saw that just now, but that's okay.
You know what I'd like? I'm serious. I would like to cook my flounder. I like fried fish, but I like it kind of spicy, like... I don't like tomatoes and all that gunk and everything. I like rice, some yellow rice laid down with the flounder laid on top of it.
Rice peel off with a flounder. Filet on top?
Yes. That's
okay.
With a little
Cajun spice?
There you go. That's it. And I saw one last night and tasted. Oh, I would love to know how to cook that. And
where'd it come from? I'll figure it out.
Didn't want to say that because I might make one of my good friends mad.
Okay.
So, it was really good. It wasn't on the beach. It was in town. And
in town, pretty soon, Orange Park, there's going to be a new seafood kitchen.
Well, I was starting to say seafood kitchen's the only place I go 99.9% of the time. But last night I just got tired and wanted some seafood.
You're in town, so...
I'm a townie now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that hurts.
Enjoy the long
that.
Weekend, everyone. Everyone be safe. It's, Labor Day weekend, right?
Enjoy the concert this weekend.
Yeah. Enjoy the
everyone
concert.
Everyone that's going.
And come by Rick's Bait Tackle. I got a pedal drive for $1,300.
Be safe.
Check it out
there,
on Facebook with Charlie Pulacek.
Do you want to go fishing? Get inshore outdoors fishing phone call or look up American Trapper for any of your nuisance animal needs?
I got a nuisance, man. You got to get rid of it. Okay.
Me too.
Joe, say goodbye.
See ya.
We'll still see ya.
Okay. I've got.
We're still on.
Hey, guys.
Have a good weekend, guys.
On the gold.
I see trees of green. Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.